You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Pamela Wu in for Beth Ruyak. Sean Pauling is a singer-songwriter who hails from South Lake Tahoe. He is currently based in Los Angeles, but he's back in NorCal this weekend. He's performing with his band at Shine in Midtown Sacramento on Saturday night to promote his new record, Sun Sinking. And this morning, he's live in our studio. Sean, welcome back to Insight.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, we last had you on the program in 2015 and again in 2017. Catch us up since we saw you last.
Yeah, so I've been in the process of completing this new album that I'm going to be coming out with in October and very excited to release some new music. And during the summers, I've just been spending time doing tours through California and a couple years ago through the Midwest. So.
The new album is Sun Sinking. What do you want audiences to know about it?
Yeah, so this is definitely a departure from my last album. It is a nice mix of still my kind of relaxed vibe, but I also mix in more sounds from the 70s, you could say, like 70s pop music. You get a lot of synthesizer and then a good use of horns, and there's some saxophone, trumpet, trombone, bass trombone that mix in there.
Talk about the process of recording, too. I understand that this was recorded in both Chicago and L.A.
Yeah, so my friend and producer, Nate Vaughn, moved to Chicago and decided to follow him out there, and I spent 6 weeks recording with him and his wife, who's our drummer, and we just used the resources at hand out there in Chicago. And a neat thing about going to school, I was a music major at UCLA and USC. I got to know all these musicians who are now world-class musicians all over the country. So I happened to have a few friends in the Chicago area, so they would come in and record. I had a percussionist friend come in and record some percussion stuff for a song, and then another friend who played trombone come in and play and bring in other players. So it was really fun just using the Chicago resources.
Yeah, very cool collaboration. The first single is titled 100 Lives. It's set to be released on August 11th. That's next weekend.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We're actually having a show for it in LA.
Tell us about the single.
So 100 Lives is just a fun love song. It flirts with the idea of past lives and just kind of trying to meet someone through those lives.
Fantastic. Can we have a listen?
Sure. Must I be before you will love me? 100 lives I've lived before, they left me wanting more. Da 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 da. I've wandered many distant lands so that I could finally ask your hand. Shall I recite all our history? You've seen it all along. I just want you to know, these are the days that we have longed for. So many lifetimes have gone before. These are the days that we have longed for. So many lifetimes have gone before. Gotta want it, gotta need it. I've been dreaming of you for so long. Gotta want it, gotta need it. I've been dreaming of you for so long. Gotta want it, gotta need it. Looking back on eons long ago, when we were just echoes in another's eyes, waiting to grow. I want to know.
That was gorgeous. That was 100 Lives, the upcoming single from singer-songwriter Sean Pauling and the lead single off his new album, Sun Sinking. Sean is live in our studio. He's playing a show at Shine in Sacramento on Saturday night. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
You describe yourself as a multi-instrumentalist who has spent the last several years exploring California's complex geography and ethnography with songs. Can you tell me about that description?
Sure. Yeah, I am actually a trombone player as well, and I dabble in trumpet. And so I pick up various instruments. A lot of times when I play live, I have a loop station where I record the instruments live and layer them on top of each other just so I can play multiple things at once. And in terms of exploring just the uniqueness of California in my music, I think my music just reflects just how unique the California experience is, where you could be, you know, hiking in the mountains and then on the same day just come back to a city like Los Angeles.
Talk to us about growing up in Lake Tahoe. Do you visit home often?
Yeah, whenever I can, of course, especially during the winter. I love the snow. I love skiing. So,
how do people in L.A. react when you tell them that you're from Tahoe?
Usually the reaction is, oh, I didn't even know people live there.
Yeah, they ski like, there. They boat there. Nobody could possibly live there.
Yeah.
Can you share with us the challenges, too, of financing your own album, of putting this together? You also work as a teacher.
Yeah. So it's definitely a process of trying to get the funds together, find the right people to just get the album rolling. And I'm a teacher full time, so I do elementary music out in Santa Monica, Malibu Unified, and it's kind of nice having that there, you know, like as a outlet to. You know, help teach other students their passion about music. And I also get some time off during the summer, which is pretty nice as a teacher. And I get time to work on this album, and that kind of, you know, helps fund things in terms of recording my music. And actually, a lot of this album that we recorded, a lot of the recording we did, you know, in small studios and in my friend Nate's apartment as well. So you just figure out ways to make it happen.
And you get to pay it forward to students as well. We have time to hear one more song. And the next song that you've promised us is titled Last in Line. This is Last in Line by singer-songwriter Sean Pauling off the new album Sun Sinking.
Take these arms, watch them grow into the man who keep you warm. Hold these hands and listen close. They sing a quiet song. As a child, I dreamed of you. Never knew if you'd love me too. Last in line, I thought they'd steal you.
first to go because they do not hesitate. Talk of love when they don't mean it. All the while you don't know I'm thinking of you. Steven, how could I be his even? He makes you laugh with just a smirk on his face. Like Dorian, he hides his picture as a girl. You didn't fall for that. Grew into the woman I love. Last in line, I thought they'd steal you. First to go because they do not hesitate. Talk of love when they don't mean it. All the while you don't know I'm thinking. Now you're mine and we both know it. It took so long, but I loved it. Every single day, 1 year becomes a million. Happy tears, they fall because you're thinking of me. No, 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 no.
That was Last in Line by Sean Pauling. Sean performs tomorrow at Shine in Sacramento and Sunday at Revive Coffee and Wine in South Lake Tahoe. Sean Pauling, thanks for joining us and best of luck on the release of the new album.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, the new album is Sun Sinking. The lead single is 100 Lives. That comes out August 11th on Spotify and anywhere you stream music. We have links and event information on our website, capradio.org/insight. That is Insight for today. I'm Pamela Wu and for Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our theme music was composed by Joe Gilman and Paul Conley. And Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thank you for joining us.